Welcome to the Do You Know Him Telford podcast, brought to you by Telford Christians Together. 5 minutes to bring peace to your day. How do you describe the indescribable? How do you describe God? Well, the Bible does this in two very different ways, doesn't it? Right throughout the Bible, we find the use of metaphor. God is like a father, a mother, or this week's subject, a shepherd. The Bible readers take something we're familiar with and explain how God is like this. It never describes God in his entirety, but it describes one aspect of who God is. But that's not the only way the Bible describes the indescribable, is it? The indescribable became a human being. And Jesus lived out the metaphor. He is the Good Shepherd. And the majority of the people who heard Jesus say at the time, "I am the Good Shepherd," had at least two advantages over us. The first is that they instinctively understood the role of the shepherd. There was an immediate connection in their minds based upon their experiences. For many of us, we grew up in a world that was disconnected from this rural world. We grew up in an urban environment, and we have to have explained to us how a shepherd goes about their business. The second advantage they had is that they already had in their mind the role of God as shepherd from the Old Testament. It was familiar ground to them, whereas we have to work at it a bit more. And you've probably heard many sermons explaining and exploring what a shepherd does and how the Old Testament describes God like this. Jesus as the Good Shepherd is a wonderful image. It's no wonder, is it, that Psalm 23 is a favourite and much loved psalm. And this week, as you explore the idea of Jesus as shepherd, I encourage you to do that. Read Psalm 23. Read the first half of John 10 and revel in it. This is Jesus. This is who he is to me. But as part of hashtag Do You Know Him Telford, can I also encourage you to think about the ways in which you are a shepherd? The purpose of knowing and following Jesus is that we might grow to be more like him. In our own way, each of us is called to be a shepherd to those around us, to be Jesus to them. How can you be a good shepherd to your family, in your road, in your workplace, where you relax? You may not realise it, but some people may already instinctively look to you in this way. Someone once put it like this: we all look like sheep from the front and a shepherd from the back. Let me explain. From the front, we look like a sheep because we are following Jesus. He is the Good Shepherd. But equally, God puts more experienced followers of Jesus in our lives who can help us in our journey. They also act like shepherds to us. Just as we follow in these footsteps, we are looking for those behind us, those in our immediate circle of friends and family or work colleagues and others. Just as we follow in these footsteps, we are looking for those behind us, those in our immediate circle of friends and family or work colleagues and others. These people look to us as shepherd. How can we take care of these folk? How can we see them flourish? How can we help them discover and get to know Jesus for themselves? I wonder, do you view your life like that? Do you view those around you through that lens? Surely it's one aspect of becoming more like Jesus, of his character and his competence growing in us. We're all familiar with the idea of Secret Santa, where it's arranged for each person to buy one other person a gift, but you never know who the gift came from. Most of us try and have a good guess, don't we? But we're also called to be secret shepherds. We don't make a song and dance about it. In fact, we don't tell anyone that we're doing it, but we get on with it. And who knows what God can do as we embrace our calling? And so to think about, who's in my flock? Is there anyone who particularly needs my prayers and my presence at the moment? How can I sensitively do this? And when the time is right, how might I share the good news of Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep? And so we pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are my shepherd. Thank you for your faithfulness and your care. Help me to grow in your likeness in this area of my life. By your Holy Spirit, grow more of the good shepherd in me, I pray. I'm Chris Densham, and I look forward to sharing with you in our next podcast.